Are you living out your God-given purpose? Do you even know what it is? And how can you act on your purpose? Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we discuss your purpose in relation to deeper Christian living. I've been so excited to talk about purpose today. It's certainly a passion of mine. My curiosity about purpose started for me a number of years ago. I was listening to a Bible teacher who asked, "Are you farming your children out for someone else to raise?" That question was just a small part of a life-changing wake-up call for me. My husband and I had been led by the Lord to adopt in November of 2014, and we started the journey toward that goal. Our two boys were finally placed in our home a year later, and the adoption was official 7 months after that. So our lives were completely changed by the process. But at the time, I was still working in the corporate world in a career that I knew was no longer my calling. And because of the demands of that job, things just weren't working smoothly at work or at home. I knew deep down I wasn't living and giving my best to my new life. My commitments were competing, and my purpose had just changed. But I'm going to pause in my story here and throw it over to Tammy. What about you? Have you ever reached a point where you weren't sure of your purpose?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is an important topic to me as well, as I spent a good part of my life really searching for what, you know, that purpose was. And it brings me back to when, you know, many years ago when I was working as a programmer way before I had kids, and life was good. I mean, financially we were blessed. My marriage was beautiful at the time. And yet there was something inside me that was missing, and that was my purpose. I felt like, you know, I'm in this job, I'm making good money, and everything's dandy, and yet there's something missing. And so I went out and I bought this book called The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. And I was so excited to get this book. I'm like, I'm finally going to know what my purpose is. And that's not exactly what the book, you know, revealed to me, because I really believe that only God can tell you what your purpose is. Not that this was a bad book. It was actually a very good book, and it really helped me along in my Christian walk. I mean, it taught me two important things. And one was that I needed to memorize scripture, not just the words, but I needed to be able to tell people where to go in the Bible to find it. I was working at the time with another Christian brother in Christ, and we would have these coffee breaks, and I was telling him, we would read these books and share about them. And he said, "Tammy, it's very important for you to be able to, when you give somebody a word of encouragement or you point somebody, you need to be able to open your Bible up and say, here it is, so they can take that back and they can study it. It doesn't do them any good if you can't show them in the Bible where it is to find that." And so that was very important. So I realized the importance of memorizing scripture, not just for my purpose, but for sharing the word to other people. And the other challenge was to be able to read the Bible from the beginning to end. And I had never done this before. I had read bits and pieces here and there. And so I took this challenge, and it was supposed to be over a year, and it took me like a year and a half, because I really got into it. I mean, I saw God in a whole new way. My relationship with him changed. But I was still left wondering, Jo Heather, what my purpose was, you know? And time went on, you know, I had kids, and I started even wondering when they were little, is this my purpose? Is this it? Is this my sole purpose, is to bring these beautiful boys into the world? And not that that's not a bad purpose, but God said, nope, there's still another purpose I have for you, but it's going to be, it was pretty much years later until I discovered what it was.
Yeah. So that is the question. What do you do when you realize you aren't living out your God-given purpose, and you may not even be sure what it is? I had known for a while, even before we were called to adopt, that I needed to make some major changes. But I didn't have a push to force me out of the nest, so to speak. But it had to happen. To help me, I even created an image and pasted it on my wall that showed the picture of a mother bird urging her baby birds out of the nest. It was an image that God had placed in my heart to remind me that I shouldn't stay in my comfort zone when He had greater things in store for me. There was a lot to see and do outside of that nest. And thankfully, I had two coaches who worked with me on my commitments to my professional calling and my personal life. They helped me initially map out all the hats I was wearing at the time. I'm a very visual person, so I created a one page that showed me clearly all the hats I was wearing. And, you know, I needed God's help to find a way to bring all of those commitments in my life into harmony. And for me, coaching was one of the tools that helped me to get from where I was to living out my newly defined purpose. But I'll talk about more about that. Tammy, how about you?
Well, wow, that's a lot that you covered right there. Before I respond to that, I do want to take a moment. If this is resonating with you, if you're listening and you're like us, you really want to know what your purpose is, continue to listen. And if you want to know how you can find us, you know, to follow us for other future episodes, you know, make sure, depending on what platform that you're listening to, that you like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And also, I want to point out that our website at loveandencouragement.com features early access to our video and audio podcast every Wednesday. And if you're worried you might miss something, you want to save some time, join our mailing list so that we can send you the podcast right to your email so that you're not going to miss a future episode. You can listen to it right there. But back to what you were saying, you know, we were talking about, I mean, I just think it's great that, Joe Heather, that you had guidance. You had somebody to help you. You know, and this is why coaching is so important, because sometimes you don't know. You don't have anybody. You don't have any family members, or maybe you're the only Christian in your family. You don't have any Christian friends. You might need somebody. And so reach out to somebody like Joe Heather. She can help you discover what your purpose is. That's what she's there for. This is what her calling is. You know, but for me, I didn't have a coach. I didn't have anybody to help me with that. And my discovery, you know, it was a little bit slower than that. And one of the things that I do want to point out is when Joe Heather and you were talking about, it's more than just a discovery. It's you choosing to live that purpose. Because I think that a lot of times God will reveal his purpose to people and they'll reject it. You know, maybe not consciously, but, you know, it's like, I think people are aligned with, this is what they think they want to do with their life, and they're unhappy and they're searching for a purpose, but if God's calling you to do something, you may not feel like you're willing. Like, you know, you had to make changes. You know, people aren't necessarily willing to make those changes in their lives. But for me, you know, it took a while for me to know what my purpose was. But that doesn't mean that my whole life God was not preparing me for my purpose. And he's still showing me how to, you know, live out my purpose. But at least I know, you know, what my purpose is today. And my purpose is to be a light into the world, you know, to encourage people and to share God's love with them. At the start of 2020, which is last year, we all thought it was going to be a different year than it turned out to be. Everybody was picking out words. And I remember, because it was like, I don't always do that challenge where you pick a word out. I feel like if God wants to give me a word, he'll give me a word. And it's not always at the beginning of the year. There was a time where he gave me the word diligence at a time where I was writing my first book, complaining about how much work it was, because I had no idea when I stepped into this purpose how hard it was going to be and what a challenge it was going to be. And I'm complaining. And he gave me the word diligent three times. I didn't even know what that word meant. I had to go look it up. I mean, I'd heard it in conversation, but really, if God gives you a word, I suggest you really go look up the definition of it. And so basically what that word means is persistent work or effort, you know? And so he was basically trying to tell me how he wants me to work with a good attitude towards my purpose that he had called me for. And so this year, 2020, I was like, I'm not sure I'm ready to ask you, God. And I don't know about you, but God interrupts me quite a bit when in conversation, I start saying something, he just cuts me right off, because he does it lovingly. And so I'm like, I'm not even ready to ask you, God. And he cut me off and he said, encourage. It was as if God was so excited and waiting to tell me what my purpose was. And then he said to me, he said, Tammy, it's not just your word, it's your name. And I still, it just chokes me up to think about that God gave me a name that sums up my purpose. And what that means, it means to inspire with courage. That's what it means to encourage others, to inspire with courage.
Mm. Oh, Tammy, it is exciting to hear about God's name for you. I mean, what a blessing to hear your testimony and that you heard from him and you received it. And, you know, as you said, it was just as if he was waiting to tell you. And I just love that. I love that image in my mind. So, you know, I'm thinking of our listeners right now, and I want to just explain something. Though my story of discovering my purpose included a transformative life event, which was the adoption of my sons, the discovery of your purpose may not include something like that. And it may not come as a distinctive word or new name from God, as Tammy described. Tammy said it earlier, it is going to be unique for you from God. And there are a lot of different ways you can start to explore and uncover what God's will is for your life, what's His calling for you. You know, I always tell people you can get answers to your questions through prayer, through reading His Word, through seeking godly counsel. And on top of all of that, you must take time to pause and listen for His still, small voice speaking directly into your spirit. You have to pause and listen. Otherwise, you might miss it. You might miss it. But all of these actions were a part of the discovery of my purpose. And it did come over time. I was, as Tammy was talking about, I was resistant at first to the changes that God was calling me to. And there are a lot of reasons why. Pride, selfishness, salary. I thought I was going this way, Lord, and you want me to go that way. And so, but what a joy it is to have finally paused and listened. And now I get to live into my purpose, which is to be an authentic, grace-filled voice of encouragement.
And that's beautiful. And with this podcast, Joe Heather, your purpose is very much aligned with mine. And in coming together, when we first met, we didn't know that we had the same purpose. We didn't know that God was pulling us together to serve His kingdom. He was going to use both of our purposes that He had put in our heart, which were the same, to come together and do this podcast. And I just think that's great. It just blows my mind. You know, I mean, every time I think about it. But one of the things you were talking about, it made me think about, you know, my ex-husband, my late ex-husband, because he's passed away now. I don't know if he ever discovered what his purpose was, because he was stuck in that career lifestyle and unwilling or feeling trapped, like he couldn't change. And who knows, maybe some of the pressures from all that led to his alcoholism. I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of stress when I stayed home with the boys on him. There may not, you can go back and look at it different ways, but I wanted to help my boys find their purpose. I had spent much of my life trying to figure out what it was for me, and I didn't want them to suffer. And so we have, like, it's important to you. I know it was a big topic. We've talked about it. In my household, we've talked for years about how to find your purpose. And back to my ex-husband, and the reason why I bring this up is because something he said many, many years ago had really stuck in my mind. And he said he had wished that somebody would have helped him to pick a better career or really even a purpose. You know, he had ADD really bad. And so he had gone into the programming field, I guess. I don't know why. Financially reason. It was very lucrative. We were very financially blessed from that. But he had an hour commute each way. He worked 8 to 10 hour days. And in order to get his job done, he had to medicate. He tried not to medicate, but he just couldn't. And yet at the same time, he felt stuck. And like I said, I believe it led to other things, you know, being trapped in there and that feeling like you can get out, that you can find out what your God-given purpose was. And he died, and we'll never know what his purpose that he was created for. And that's really sad. But I wanted to take what he had shared with me and pass it on to the boys to help them to really discover, you know, what their purpose was. And so we spent a time. It's not really what do you want to do with your life? I know a lot of parents send their kids off to college to let the college help them figure out what their purpose is. And as parents, we're really supposed to guide our children, not just wait until they're we've already raised them and then we shove them off and let somebody out. We're supposed to be raising them. And this is my opinion. I know people might not agree with me, but we're supposed to be raising our children entrusted to us from God to help them prepare for life, their whole life. Their whole life, we are there to guide them so that they can make the best decisions in life. And so we've spent years, you know, in their young teenage years discussing, what do you want to do with your life? It's not what career you want to have, but how do you want to live? Because a lot of jobs are only in the city. And I remember we were just, when Logan and I were traveling down to Florida last fall, we were coming out of Tampa and the traffic, oh my Lord. I mean, I worked in Virginia for 3 years and had an hour and a half commute each way. I mean, it was terrible. And that was decades ago. And so here we are, and I may even take a picture with this phone. Take a picture of this. You want to sit in this every day? Because these are the kind of choices that you need to make. Do you want to live in the city? Do you want to have a long commute? Do you want to work weekends and nights like the restaurant industry does or the entertainment industry does? I mean, there's a lot. What kind of flexibilities and freedoms do you want to have in your life? And so we've had, I think they're important things to steer your children in the right direction so that, like my husband, you don't make something that you're trapped into later. And I really think that, you know, with my older son, he's 19 now, and he was able to finish school at 16, you know, being homeschooled and really helping. I've really seen him choose a path. So he's going into the Bible rebinding business because he wants to be able to have the flexibility to work from home for whenever he's married, that one of them can stay home and help to homeschool. He has chickens that he can care for. He wants to, you know, make sure he can grow organic food. And it gives him a lot more time to study in the Word. If you think about 2 hours a day in traffic, and I did the math this morning when I was having my coffee, that's 40 hours. It's 2 hours a day. That's what, 10 hours a week times 4 weeks. That's 40 hours a week you are driving. And so you could be using that time for other things. So, and I know I'm going off in this big tangent, but it's really, I think it's really important as parents, you know, to help guide our children into making the right decisions in life where they're going to be happy. And then with my younger son, you know, paying attention to all these conversations, you know, he did ask, he asked God. And like a year ago when he was 16, he was so excited. He came and interrupted me, goes, "Mom, God told me what my purpose was. I'm to armor up the church." He was so excited that God had spoken to him and told him what that was. And it may have seemed like a vague thing. And we spent a lot of time over the last year or so discussing, well, what does that purpose look like? And knowing full well, it could be years before, because he's only 17 now, it could be years before he actually walks in his purpose. But he knows in order to walk in that purpose, whatever that looks like, that armor at the church, God has given him a seat, a direction to start in. And he says, "I need to start, you know, studying the Word." And he is in the Word hours a day. He takes little pieces of scripture and handwrites them and sticks them in his pocket. And he carries them around every day. And he said, here's my scripture today. I'm studying, Mom. And he called it, it was really cute. He called it the other day. It should be cute. But it was, I loved it. I mean, it just touched my heart so much. He came up to me and he said, "You know, I'm calling this root development time, Mom, because it looks like nothing's happening. You know, it's not like you're seeing a tree that's growing or producing fruit, but it's really important because what's happening is happening underground where you don't see it, so that the tree will have, you know, lots of strength and be able to, you know, grow stronger later and to be able to produce more fruit. And I thought, that's a beautiful picture that I wanted to share with people listening today of what preparation looks like for your purpose.
How special. I'm imagining the roots of that tree and how strong they're growing. And it makes me think of Colossians 2, 6, and 7, which says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. He's like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream, and it does not fear when the heat comes, for its leaves remain green. And it's not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." And it brings to my mind right now a conversation I was having with a cousin this morning that we haven't spoken in many years. And she was telling me her story of these years of preparation, that here she is, years of preparation, and she is finally stepping in to God's call and purpose for her life. And she said, "You know, it just feels like I'm free, almost like I'm flying." And she's going to university to get a degree, something she said she would have never been comfortable doing in the past. And she said, "You know, stepping into this has been scary because I've never been a school person." And I said, Lord, how am I going to do it? And he gave that assurance to her that you can do it. You know, those roots have been going down, those roots. And what a great mental picture for all of us today. I really love that.
Oh, and that's a beautiful story. And that verse you quoted, I love that. I love picturing that, especially when I'm working really hard out in the garden in the summer. I'm picturing, you know, I don't want to, you know, I want to be thirsty. You know, I want to be filled all the time with the living water of God, you know, in flowing through the whole tree, producing fruit. And it's just beautiful. I just want to take a moment here and to break in a conversation to let you know that today we are sponsored by our very own Jo Heather Dotson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Are you ready to discover what's next in your life? As a credentialed coach, Jo Heather provides the space you need to discover the answers you need for your work and life. Partnering with her through structured conversations, you will create action plans aimed at fulfilling your God-given purpose and calling, exactly what we're talking about today. And you can find out more about Jo Heather and her coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. And if you would like to be a sponsor of a future episode, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Wow, so excited. It just aligns say perfectly, Jo Heather, what we're talking about. But as you were talking about, you know, your friend and stuff that had called you up about, you know, going to school and all this stuff, you know, nothing is ever wasted in the kingdom to serve God's purpose. Nothing. I look back at all the years I spent programming, you know, I was talking about when I drove to Virginia for three hours each day as a programmer, all the years I spent perfecting my photography skills, even wondering, why am I doing this? Why am I competing? Why am I winning these awards? What does it matter? God was using all of that to serve his purpose later so I could produce good, you know, book covers, you know, so I could shoot my own covers for my own books. I mean, there was things you can't see that are parts of the puzzle. But sometimes, and speaking of my books, if God's going to call you out of your comfort zone, you know, he's going to call you to do something that you just don't quite feel prepared for. And for me, I have to tell you, this is embarrassing as an author, but I was a terrible speller. I really was. And I still struggle today, but I worked really hard at editing and, I mean, diligently, like I was talking about, to perfect my editing skills, my writing skills. But he called me to write these books, not one book. He called me to be a lifetime author. And he even said to me one time, because I'm thinking, I'm not equipped for this. Why is God choosing me of all people? You know, I have other skills. I'm good at taking pictures. I'm good at doing other things. Why is he calling me to write these books? But he said to me, he said, Tammy, I could have given the story to anyone, but I chose you to tell it. And what he was talking about is my Land of Good Dreams book series. And I'm going to give you a little bit. It's not like I just came up with a story one day. This is a story that God has given me to serve a purpose. And everything goes back to, you know, sharing love and encouragement with others. I spoke recently about my husband. So he had become an alcoholic. We were together 23 years, a long time. Made a great marriage for many years until alcoholism pretty much took everything. I mean, it ruined our marriage. He became homeless. It took everything from it. And then eventually, you know, it took his life. But during this time where our marriage was ending, you know, he beat my son. Time is your charity, beat him. And my son was very small. He was young at the time. And he had screaming nightmares for years. And so he would pray every night before he went to bed. He would say, God, help me to have all good dreams tonight and no bad dreams. And I remember sitting there watching him pray every night, over and over again. And one night, I started to wonder what a world like that would be like. A land of good dreams, a place where children could escape their nightmares, where they could go and get healing. They could learn to overcome difficulties in life. And so this is what this story is that God has given me, is to be able to uplift other people through a fictional story of children who have challenges like my son or other things. And they can and they can be healed. And it shows the beauty of God through the story. And that's why he gave it to me. He gave it to me because he's given me beauty for our ashes. You know, if he's going to take all this pain and suffering, he's like, you tell the story to him and you have it. And when I sit down to write, it just comes out. I look at the stuff that comes out of me. I'm like, that's from you, God. This came from you. This is not something that I could just create. And back to what you were talking about, Joe Heather, earlier about, you know, with, when you were called out of the corporate world with the nest bird egg picture, I could have said no. I could have said no. God, this is too much. It's too much work. Luckily, I didn't know how much work it was up front. I could have said no. And I could have said, it's too painful. I don't think I can do this. And yet, I would have missed the very first steps in walking and living in my purpose.
Yeah, so many times in life, we don't feel equipped to step out into the purposes God calls us to. And like you said, it's too hard, or you don't have the skills, and you're saying, I can't, I can't, I can't. But the truth of it all is that God gives you everything you need to do what he called you to do. We're not saying it's going to be easy. I mentioned in the last episode how hard it was for me when I became a parent to my two boys. I felt so ill-equipped for the job. I talked to God about my feelings of inadequacy, that I didn't have what my boys needed. And God assured me, you can do it, Jo Heather, and you do it through my strength.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, you know, be able to be at that point of when you get to the point where you're living God's purpose. But I also want to let you know, too, that, you know, God's going to prepare you for the walk. And little, he doesn't want, he's not going to just say, here's a glimpse of your future, your purpose, and then you're on your own. He's going to encourage you along the way. And it makes me think about, you know, how he's helped me to walk in my purpose once I started discovering what it was. And a few years ago, I'll just give you a quick story. A few years ago, I had a vision where I was in this theater house. It was a very old theater house. And I'm backstage, you know, people are sweeping. There's the curtains are pulled back. And people are up on stage putting things in place. And everybody's so busy moving around. And I could see out through into the audience where, you know, the lights weren't on yet, but I could see some people kind of trailing down, trying to take their seats. And God said to me, he says, I'm preparing a platform for you, but you're not ready. And people aren't ready to hear the message yet. And what I think is really important about this is that sometimes, you know, that helped me. That really helped me to know that there's God's working behind the scenes. I may not see it now, but he's encouraged me to stay on course. Do not waver. You know, stay on course. He's got it all figured out. I wasn't ready, right? The people aren't ready to hear the message yet. That all has to come together. And sometimes the stage isn't ready for you yet. And there may be things in your life, too, that you need to change to be ready. And I just want you to encourage you to be patient, to trust God, that he's going to put all the steps in process and just lean on him and know that if he has a purpose for your life and you are willing to receive that purpose, he's going to make sure that he puts you on the right path, that it becomes clear to you so that you can live out the purpose that he's created you for.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, it's trusting God in the process. Just have to repeat that again because you've shared that word of wisdom, and I want everyone to hear that. Trust God in the process. As a Christian, you have additional resources at your fingertips. We mentioned them earlier. Reading your Bible is a great first step, and prayer is another critical component. And asking the Holy Spirit to give you insight and wisdom. As James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach. It'll be given. And when you specifically carve out time to listen for God's reply, just listen. He created you, and he has a God-given purpose for your life. I can promise you that.
Yes, very, very true. And again, if you don't know, you can simply just ask God. But I have to say, he may not reveal it to you. You may be in a position where you're not ready to receive it. You know, if he were to tell you what your purpose was too soon, you might be thinking, well, you know, I just graduated from college. I just paid all this money. I'm ready to go on this career path. And God's called me to go to Africa to help the needy or something. And you're like, you may not be ready to receive it. So God's going to make sure your heart's right to receive it so that you don't reject your purpose. And I also believe that we can look at the things that God has equipped us with. And I spent a lot of time thinking about this, looking at how people have different skills, you know. Maybe you're called to work with children, you know, because maybe you're really good with kids. Not everybody's good with kids. Or maybe you're good at making things, or maybe you're good at communication skills. The things, or you're talented in arts and crafts, or who knows, but look at the things that God has given you as gifts and talents and skills. Because I think that's a clue into what our purpose is going to be. Because why else would he give us certain skills and stuff if we weren't to utilize them for the kingdom? You know, it's nice to have them, but I think everything is given for a purpose. They're gifts that are given to each and every one, and they're different. That's what makes us all beautiful and unique. We don't all have the same purpose in life. So I think if you want to like a peek, if you're really searching right now and you really want to know, is to really look at, again, your strengths, your gifts, your talents, and what desires that God has given you. And then turn around and ask God how you can use these things to better serve him and to make this world a better place.
Thanks, Tammy. As I said at the beginning, I am passionate about pursuing purpose, and I love helping others find their way. So this episode has been a real joy to my heart to bring to you, our listeners. We hope today's episode blessed you greatly. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes, and join our email list by visiting loveandencouragement.com to gain early access to each episode. Next week, we'll explore desires of the heart as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.